He's a big gemara, he's a small gemara. Okay. The zman is that we don't have a korban pesach, so the ikar mitzvah is matzah. The Mishnah Lamed Hey Omed Aleph mentions that in order to fulfill the mitzvah matzah, you have to have one of the chameshes, meaning a dogon. This Mishnah appears in Chala as well. Mishnah is Chala. And the Mishnah lists off several dinim that depend on chameshes, meaning a dogon. They have the chi of Chala because the pasuk says, V'hoi b'cholchem y'lechem ha'oretz. Has to be called lechem. The din of Chala only applies min ha'Torah and Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it says, V'hoi b'cholchem y'lechem ha'oretz. We observe Chala mid the Rabbanon and Chutz L'oretz. Kedei shelo tishtakach teres Chala. But min ha'Torah it's only in Eretz Yisrael. V'hoi b'cholchem y'lechem ha'oretz has to be called lechem. For hamoitzi, that's a din de Rabbanon. For matzah, that's a din deraisa. Bichas hamazon is a din deraisa. But the pashta seems to be that if a person would recite alamichya, he's probably yotze. He could be that he's yotze min haTorah. So the difference between hamoitzi and alamichya, according to many rishonim, is only mid the rabbanon. On the tilas hadayim is a din mid the rabbanon. You only wash in tilas hadayim if you have lechem. And the din of erev chatzeres is only a din mid the rabbanon. So the Mishnah says erev chatzeres has to be dafke lechem. Pashem mevorach malav hamoitzi ruve tumin. Okay, that's a problem. That's a problem. But the Mishnah sounds like the din should have been that it should depend afka on lechem. Eim arvin ela bepas. And pas al pi pashtus, the din is that it has to be lechem. What else depends on chameshes mine dogan de isa chodosh? It's a Mishnah menachas. Perek Rabbi Shmuel, there's an isa to eat chodosh. In Eretz Yisrael, for sure it's a din d'oraisa, and chutzla, if the chodosh grew in Eretz Yisrael and you exported it to Chutz La'aretz, the pashta says that that's a din d'oraisa. If it grew in Chutz La'aretz, that's a machlokes satanai. While the chodosh in Chutz La'aretz is d'oraisa, the rabbanon chodosh means the new tvuah that grew in the course of the year, so you're not supposed to eat it. If it's chameshes min hadog, you're not supposed to eat it until you bring the minchas ha'omer on the first day chol hamoed. If it's man she'en beis hamikdash kayom, so then, itzuma shel yom is matir. That's a shaila in the Mishnah in Menachos. What itzuma shel yom means? Ad etzem hayom is ad itzuma shel yom. Itzuma shel yom means the daytime part of the day, as opposed to leil tezayin, the night before, the night of the first day chol hamoed. Ad etzem hayom is ad itzuma shel yom to the daytime, and that's a shaila in the Mishnah. What itzuma ad means ad viad bechlal, ad veloyad bechlal. When heir amizrach in the morning of the first day chol hamoed, it's already mutam in haTorah. But he say no, ad viad bechlal, ad etzem hayom hazeh, till the end of the daytime. That's how we pass on it. It's also min haTorah till the end of the day. So that din also depends on chameshes min hadog. Why? Why is that a din of lechem? All of the others are tzad shav shebehem, maitzi lechem min haoretz, and until the sedam, it bichos hamazon, and matzah, it says lechem oni. You have to eat lechem oni. So it's called lechem. B'hoi b'chochem lechem haoretz is chi of chalav. You need dafke lechem. Why does chodesh depend on lechem? Because that's how the pasuk reads. Velechem mekola v'kamer lo sochlo ad ha'etzem ha'yayim hazeh ad ha'viyachem ha'zayim ha'tnufas. Because it says lechem, and lechem depends on chameshes min hadogan. How did the Gemara know that lechem depends on chameshes min hadogan? So the Gemara says on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. That's the Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in Pesach. Me'el advarim shanim yotze b'hem edech avosah b'pesach. And it lists off the chameshes mine dogon. So the Gemara says, why does it depend? Minohan emili, the second white line on Laman Heim and Aleph. Gemara says, we have a braise, Shimon Alozer, Rabbi Tanit by Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer ben Yanki, whoever different Tanoim have this braise, they all say that everybody subscribes to this din. You have one pasuk, Losoch lalo chamesh yivasem tachalol of matzis. So the mashmos of the pasuk is that chametz and matzah is the same thing, it's just a question, did you let it sit long enough? And it turned to chametz, or did you bake it before it had a chance to become chametz? The varm haboim lede chimutz, or am yotzu bohem lede chavosu b'matzah, to the exclusion of yotzu elu, to the exclusion of all other things, she'im boim lede chimutz, elu lede sirchon, the two different chemical reactions. When you mix flour with water, and you let it sit for a while, what's going to happen? Is it going to be bo lede chimutz, or is it bo lede sirchon? So the Tanoim experimented, and they said, they came to the conclusion that these five minim are boim l'dei chimutz, and all the others, kitnias, and all the other things, are just boim l'dei sirchon. There was a machlekes Rebbecha Manuri in Achachomim. The Gemara quotes it the next line. Rebbecha Manuri holds Erez V'doichen is also good for matzah and is also chay ben challah because it's boli dechimutz. So the Yerushalmi in challah asked the kasha, how can you have a machlekes in Metzias? Is it boli dechimutz? Is it not boli dechimutz? Why didn't they experiment to find out if it's boli dechimutz, boli desirchon? The Ramban in Chidushi HaRamban, in the beginning of Perik Eilu Treifus, in the third Perik in Chulin, the Ramban quotes that Yerushalmi Ramban is bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Treifa Chai, Treifa and Achaya. The Torah has a list of the various 70 different Treifus that are also. You look on Yeriday, pages and pages and pages and pages. When it's a Treifa, when it's not a Treifa, the Gemara has a Machlokes, is Treifa Asura because we Asura. We assume Treifa ain't achaya, it's probably not going to survive 12 months. Or do you say, no, Treifa chaya, the Treifa can survive for 12 months. Hagzeris hakosav, this diseased animal, even though it's going to live for 12 months, you're not allowed to eat. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Nafkamina, what if you have an animal that has a simit Treifa, you lock it up, and it survives for more than 12 months, and then you shecht it. You say, the fact that it survived for 12 months, araya, that it's not a Treifa. But you say, no, it's Hagzeris hakosav, that these sick animals, these diseases, and the animals also the animal, not because it's treifa ein achaya, not because it's going to die within 12 months, nothing to do with that. So the Ramban is bothered with Kasha, uses a lashon timihan hech nechluku avoisa oilam. How could there be a machloikis satanoim, the first daf in Eilu Treifus, with the treifa chai, treifa ein achaya, why didn't they experiment? And he quotes from this Yerushalmi in the Challah, that Yerushalmi asked that Kasha, and the yeshivas, everybody knows, you can't have a machloikis in Metzias. Where they get this idea from, can't have a machlekes and metzias. The Ramban quotes it from the Yerushalmi. It doesn't make sense. There should be a machlekes and metzias. The Tanaim would have experimented. Now, Soloveitchik used to add on. He said that the Greek philosophers didn't believe in experimentation. They felt that manual labor, that's for slaves. And free men have to philosophize, you have to think. So they would never believe in experimentation. Mashenik and the Tanaim were always experimenting. And he used to use the Lashon in some of his published essays. He has different leaks and people don't know what he's talking about. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos speaks about David HaMelech prides himself that the other kings in the world are sitting b'chvod shalom, they sit on their throne with clean clothing and royal garments and everything. And me, I'm not like them. Yodai melech lochet b'dam shvir v'shilya l'hatirisha l'baylo. I look at a maradam to see if it's tamei tohar. I look at a shilya to see if it was mem yom, it's less than mem yom. The Tanoim, always the Chachmei HaTorah, always believed in experimentation. Everything has to correspond to reality. The other Avodah Zarah is all the religions. Nothing corresponds to reality. I remember there used to be a British philosopher. When I was in college, there was a British philosopher. He already died many years ago, Bertrand Russell. So he published several books. And one of the students had a book that was called The Dictionary of Philosophy by Bertrand Russell. So I wanted to see what is it. So I turned to this page. So he has the letter A, and he gives you a word, and then he gives you a cartoon. So he has the letter A, arithmetic, and he has a galach with his collar teaching arithmetic to young students in class. So he writes on the blackboard, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. They believe in the Trinity. They believe in Hashem Echad. So 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. So that's the first page of the dictionary of philosophy. So in our religion, everything has to correspond to reality. But as always, nothing corresponds to reality. So of course they can't believe in experimentation. So the Ramban asks that lashon to me. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay in the Beis Ha'Otzer. He discusses how can the Ramban refer to the Tanoim as Avos Ha'Olam. The Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Brachos, LaNikru Avos Elo Shloisha. We're not allowed to refer to anybody as Avos, except for Avram Yitzchak Yankov, Lekeinu, Lekei Avosenu, Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, even Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. They're not Avos. How can the Ramban refer to the Tanoim as Avos? Unless, perhaps one should say Avos HaOlam is a different Lashon. Avos is one Lashon, and Avos HaOlam means giants of the world. Okay, whatever, but that's Lashon Ramban. Hech Nechluku Avos HaOlam, whether treif and chai, why didn't they experiment as it says in the Yerushalmi? So the Ramban answers his kasha. He says, he's guessing, he does know. He says they probably took 100 animals that were treifus, and they probably locked them up. They probably did experiment, and they probably all died within a year. So one Tana said, there you have it. That's conclusive proof that that Trefa ain't a Chayim. And the other Tanaim said it wasn't a controlled experiment. Just because 100 animals die doesn't mean if you had 1,000 animals or 10,000 animals, maybe 98% of them would die and 2% would live on, and there'd still be an Issa Trefus. So the Ramban says they probably did experiment, and it turned out probably that they all died. And that was the Machlokes. Did the experiment prove anything or not? So the Yerushalmi asked this question, how could you have a Machlokes, Rabbi Chaminu and Chachamim, where the Oriz V'derchen is from the Mine Dogon, whether it's Chaim and Chala, whether it's good for Matzah, whether it's Chayiv Chometz or not. How can it be a Machlokes and Mitzvah? Why didn't they experiment to see whether it's Bolei Dechim or Bolei Dechim? So Yerushalmi answers, they did experiment. And it turned out to be something halfway in between the result that you get, the reaction that you get when you mix flour with water and when you mix kidneys with water. And that was a machlokes hatanaim. Where do you draw the line? Is this sufficient chimutz to be labeled as bolei de chimutz, or is it called bolei de sircha? But the klal, they all agree. Okay. So that's the first step. In order to determine that it's called lechem, it has to be from the chameshes mini dogen, because it was not only a din in hilchas matzah. It's a din in lechem and kol ha-tarkul. It's a din in lechem for chala v'hayi v'cholchem and lechem ha-oretz. It's a din ha-motzi lechem and ha-oretz. It's a din for chodosh, lechem v'kol ha-vikam l'stochem. Whenever there's a din of lechem, it has to be bolei de-chimut. What else, in order to be considered lechem, what else do you need? So there is a problem, there is an issue in the Gemara. There's a long Tosfos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in Psochim. Happens that in Brochus Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the same Tosfos appeared. Happens to be Bimikre, the same daf. Brochus Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. There are two Gemaras, and you have to figure out how does everything blend in together. One Gemara says that in order to be called Lechem, you need Afia. The other Gemara seems to say that you need Lisha. So which is it? Do you need Afia? Do you need Lisha? So some Rishonim say you need both. The Meiri says you need both Blila Ovo. If it's a batter and it pours, that's not called Lisha. If it's a thick dough and you have to knead it, that's called Lisha. So the Meiri says you need both Lisha and Afia. Rabbi Natam claims either Lisha or Afia. If you have a Lisha, a Blila Ovo, then even if you have later on a Bishul, it's going to be Hamotzi, it's going to be Lechem. For all other purposes, we'll discuss matzah in a minute. So the chiv chala, the Rabbi Natam holds. For hamoitzi and for chiv chala. So Rabbi Natam's opinion is, if you have a blila ovo, even if you have a bisha later on, it's called lechem. And if you have a blila rako, then if you have a batter, then dafke, if you bake it, then it has a din of lechem. And if you do bisha on it, then it won't have a din of lechem. We don't really paskan like the Rabbi Natam. We paskin the Shach recommends in Hilchas Chala you should be choshish for the Rabbi Natam. But in the Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Chala and Yeridei Chela Gimel, as well as in Hilchas Bichas Hamoitzi, in Aruch Hayim, we paskin like the Ramban, the third sheet of the Ramban, says that it all depends on Afia. It doesn't matter, it does make a difference whether you have a Blilova, Blilaraka. If you have an Afia later on, then it's called Lechem. But it has to have a Teresa de Nahama, has to have a Tzuras HaPas. Now there are two sources for Tzuras HaPas. Let's say if you have oatmeal cereal, so that's Mezainis even if you eat a ton of it. It doesn't. Sometimes if you eat a lot of cake, then the Gemara says in Brochus, if you give Esud on the cake, then it becomes Hamoitzi. But if you eat a ton of oatmeal cereal and he's stuffed for the next 5 days, he doesn't have to eat, it's never going to become Hamoitzi. That's not the Lechem. A Lechem has to have a Tzuras HaPas. So that's what Tosfos says over here. On Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that long Tosfos, Dibur Mascha Dekuli Almas, on the first wide line, Tosfos says, if ain't aleim terisa de nahama, teda shem afimenu chala. Tosfos says, and you're not mafresh chala if it doesn't have terisa de nahama. Terisa is the Aramaic, but tzuras nahama is pas. Tzuras apas is the same as terisa de nahama. This Tosfos is problematic, because the Gemara there in Bracha says, that if you have a cake that doesn't have a teresa de nama, it's chayiv and chala, but it's mezainus. Unless you kaveh suda, then it becomes amoitzi. So Gemara is beferish that if you're lacking teresa de nama, it's just relevant b'negeh to netilas yadayim, hamoitzi, and birchas amazon, but chala you are chayiv. And Tosfos says if it doesn't have teresa de nama, you're not chala. So the answer is there are two different dinim in teresa de nama. The Gemara is using one terminology. The Tosfos uses the same lashon, but they mean something else. Tosfos means that it has to have a loaf shape. If it doesn't have a shape of a loaf, so no teresa de nama, so it's not called lechem. The pashtus is that spaghetti, as much spaghetti as you're going to eat, spaghetti doesn't, it's not a loaf shape. The pashtus is that spaghetti should never become hamotzi. That's alpi pashtus. There's a problem because Tosfos gives a whole bunch of French words over here. We don't know what they are. So in the back of the Gemara, the Hametargim always gives you Yiddish translations for the French words. So he claims that one of them is spaghetti. So that's why there are some who consider spaghetti a sofek hamotzi, because it has a blilo oven, then you do a bishul on it. So according to the Rabbi Natam, if it has a blilo oven, you do a bishul, so it's hamotzi. And the Shach recommends it should be, the Shach and the Hilchos Chala recommends it should be choshish for Rabbi Natam. So there are some Talmid HaChachamim who are choshish for this, so they won't eat spaghetti unless they're chasuda, if they said hamotzi on bread. I remember someone mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik, so he screamed, "What are you, crazy? You're off your mind. What do you mean, spaghetti is a sofek hamotzi?" The pashtus is, I don't know, what do you do with the French words? I don't know. But the pashtus is, a Tosfos says, has to look like a loaf shape. If it's not a loaf shape, it doesn't have to reach the nama. If you have a cake, so that's a loaf shape. So if you eat enough cake, then it's going to be hamotzi. If you eat oatmeal cereal, a wheatina, a Wheaties, Wheaties, is it? It's Teresa de Nama. I didn't think so. I don't know. Someone said the name of Rabbi Yashiv, the Wheaties is Teresa de Nama. I don't think so. How can it be? Don't believe anything they say in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. Okay.
Solid? Is that the difference?
Yeah. It has to be solid.
Isn't solid.
Yeah. The Pashto says that it's not at all a loaf shape. It has to be of something. A tam-tam, questionable. How big does a loaf have to be? If you eat a ton of tam-tams, would you say hamotzi or not? So, good Shiloh, okay. Or maybe it should be hamotzi, even if you just eat one tam-tam. Maybe one tam-tam is hamotzi. Okay, that's a question. Exactly. How far do you go with this teresa de nam? So the Gemara in Brachas that says if it's lacking teresa de nam, it's mezainus, but yechai v'challah. That Gemara is talking about a cake, a loaf of cake that has a tzuras hapas. It's in the shape of a loaf, but it has so much sugar in it, and it has a shorting and other stuff in it, that it's eaten, it's intended to serve as a snack. So then the din is, if you kaveh sud, it's hamoitzi, and alatilis yadayim, and bichas hamoitzi, and not kaveh sud, it's mezainus, but it is chai v'challah. And what Tosfos says, it's lacking teresa in the name, not chai v'challah, it means that it's not called lechem at all. It means if it doesn't have the shape of a loaf, so then for sure it's not called lechem. So again, so in order to be called lechem, it has to have teresa de nama. That's what Tosfos says. Then you have to have shibbolei de chimutz. It's not only a din by matzah; it's a din in kol haTorah kula and hilchas lechem. Nogeh techiyav chala, nogeh teisa chodosh lechem bekol avikarmel. And then you have to have. The Ramban, the opinion is the accepted opinion. It all depends on afiyah. If you have a bishul, it can't be called lechem. Rabbi Natam says either or. Either lisha, lila ova, or afiyah. This Rabbi Natam keeps on repeating itself in Tosfos and many different mesichtas. They always assume that you know what the Rabbi Natam said, that it's either lila ova or afiyah. Okay. Then the Gemara has another suggestion here, that if you have a treifa matzah, the Mishnah says if you eat a matzah shal tevel, or a matzah shal maisa sheni chutz li Yerushalayim, matzah shal hegdash, not yotzei, so the question is, why not? So the Gemara gives a whole suggestion. The Gemara wants to say, because it has to be not only bole de chimutz, bole de chimutz determines that you need chameshes mine dogam. So the Gemara says it has to be more than that. It has to be boli de isa chametz. That's on the bottom of lamin hamid base. So the Gemara says talmud loim are the last four lines. Nosach lal chametz mishesum mishum bal teichal chametz. Yotze says sheni mishum mishum bal teichal chametz al mishum bal teichal tevel. So the Gemara says why isn't there any? It's not boli de chametz. It's not boli de isa chametz. Not that it's not boli de chimutz. That the two different chemical reactions. There's a reaction of chimutz and a reaction of sirchon, but rather has to be bole de isa chametz. That's only a din al pi pashtus in hilchas matzah. That's not a din in kol haTorah kula and shem lechem. But in order to be yotze the mitzvah matzah, has to be such a thing that if he would have let it sit longer, there would have been an isur chametz, masheni kein, and so you baked it too early. So if the flour is shaltevel or shalhegdish or ma'aser sheni chutz li'rishalayim and it's an isur to eat it, so we would say ein isur chal al isur. The Gemara rejects it on the next daf. The Gemara has on the last line, Amar Avshesh is on the last line of Lamed Hem, and basically going over to Lamed Vavim. And Allah, the Gemara says, we can't accept that because there's a machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim regarding the din of Ein Isa Chal Al Isa. Let's say a person eats food on Yom Kippur, there's an Isa Koris. If a person eats Chazer, there's an Isa Lav, there's no Isa Koris. What if he eats Chazer on Yom Kippur? Will it be an Isa Koris or will it only be an Isa Lav? So Reb Shimon comes up with an einfall. If you eat kosher food on Yom Kippur, there's an Issa Koris. If you eat treifa food, so it's ein Issa Chal Al Issa, because on Erev Yom Kippur was already treif. When it comes Leil Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur sets in, ein Issa Chal Al Issa. The Issa Yom Kippur can't be chal on top of the Issa Chazer. So you're left with only an Issa Chazer. It doesn't have an Issa Koris. So the Gemara says, we don't accept his opinion, because that's called Issa Koilo. The Isser, when it comes Leil Yom Kippur, is not only chal on a non-kosher food, it's chal on all the food in the world. So migu that the Isser Yom Kippur is certainly chal on the kosher food, that's Isser chal al heter. So migu that it's chal, the Isser Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food in the world. So migu that the Isser Yom Kippur is chal on the kosher food, it's also chal, it's koilo. The Isser is chal on that, so the Isser is chal on the rest of the non-kosher food as well. So we hold that there is an Isser Koris. There is an Isser Koris. There's a strange tshuva in Nari Behuda that when you have a sick person has to eat on Yom Kippur, so the Mishnah says a safik sakona, so you tell him to eat bosta shaila. So it's better to give him chazer rather than to give him kosher food. Why? Because if you give him chazer, the din is machila mosa hakala kal tchila. If a person mishum pikuach nefesh has to eat non kosher food, but there are two different kinds of non kosher food. One has an isa lab and one has an isa Misa B'deisha Maim Tevel, one has an Issa Koris. So the Koris is worse than Misa B'deisha Maim, which in turn is worse than an Issa Lav. So if all he has to eat is a little bit to keep himself alive, so tell him to eat the Issa Lav. Don't tell him to eat the Koris or the Misa B'deisha Maim. If he has a toss-up between Koris and Misa B'deisha Maim, tell him to violate the Misa B'deisha Maim, that he shouldn't violate the Issa Koris. Koris is worse than Misa B'deisha Maim. That's all sugi at the end, the last parak in Yuma. Machilam also, Hakal hakal tchila. When a chole sheyesh b'sakana has to eat non-kosher food, you have no breiris of pikuach nefesh is matzah. So we try to minimize the issur. So the Nari Behuda says if the chole on Yom Kippur has to eat because of safik sakana, so rather than give him kosher food, give him the treifa food because it's ein issur chalalis. So the question is, what did he say that for? That's the wrong shita. That's the Tana Reb Shimon, whose opinion was not accepted. We pass him that it's an issur koilo. That second Issa is Chal. So that's a problem. That's a problem. What exactly was the Nari Behuda driving at? Yeah. How do we assume La Halacha if we hold La Halacha that Issa Chal Al Issa be Issa Koilo? So when Pesach enters, the Issa Chometz is Chal on the kosher Chometz. So Migu that it's Chal on the kosher Chometz. It's Chal on the Tevel. It's Chal on the Hegdish. It's Chal on the Maaser Sheni. Also, so he can say that you're not yet in the mitzvah matzah if you eat matzah shel tevel, because it's ein issa chal al issa and it's not bole de issa chometz. It is bole de issa chometz. We hold that b'issa kol al issa chal al issa. So my time in the masnisen. So what's taka the reason for the mishnah? The gemara leaves you hanging. The gemara says the reason for the mishnah is not bole de chimutz, has to be bole de issa chometz also. It's not ein issa chal al issa. I'll leave it the reb shim, but we don't pass like reb shim. So the answer is, the Rambam says that it's because of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So why didn't the Gemara say so in the first place? So that's a problem. Why did the Gemara say that it simply is mitzvah bo ba'aveira? Okay, it's an issue.
Rashi seems to say that on Al-Habiz
also. That what? Mitzvah bo ba'aveira, yeah. So what did the Gemara need the other reason for? Well, they have to start up at the whole time of not bole de isachom. It's a problem, yeah. Yeah, the Torah says that you have to eat lechem oni. What is the connotation of lechem oni? So the Gemara says, prat lematzah ashira. Has to be the food of the poor man. What's matzah ashira? So the Gemara has on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanon. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon Lechem Oni Prat Lecholut. If it's cooked, let's say according to the Rabbi Natam, if you have a blilo of it, then you do a bishul. So that's called hamoitzi. It's lechem, and you bench birchas hamosim. But for matzah, it wouldn't be good because that's cholut. Cholut means mavushal and burning hot water. So a matzah mavusheles is a matzah ashira. So that's not acceptable. And even if you baked it first and then you cooked it, so the Gemara says it's also no good. The Gemara says yotzim biroka kashorui. Let's say some people have older people, they can't chew, their teeth are not functioning the way they used to. So the Gemara says, where's that Gemara? That's a mem aleph amid aleph, right smack in the middle of the amid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, there's a machlokes hatanoim, Ramei Rabbi Yossi, Ditanya, the line begins with the word Ditanya, mem aleph amid aleph. Yotzim biraka kashori, shori means you soaked it in water. You soak your matzah in water in order to have it softer, in order to be able to chew it if you can't chew well. Ubim evusho, and if it's cooked, it's also good. If it was first baked and it had a din lechem, and it retains a din lechem, provided it didn't disintegrate. If you cooked the matzah and the whole thing became liquidy, so then you're not yotzim. If it's mevusho, sheni moyach, you're not yotzim. That's the shaila white. Divrei Reb Meir, and we don't pass like that. Rabbi Yosi Yotzim Miroka Kashori, you can be Yotzim with a matzah that was dipped in water, Avaloi B'mevushal Af Pishalai Nemach, even though it didn't disintegrate. The Gemara says, why not? Avaloi B'mevushal. So Tosis says, Mem Aleph Amen Aleph, Tosis says, the Posh Rimeforesh, that it's possible because matzah shir. That's how it says in the Gemara here. On Lamed Vav Amid Beis, it says, Tan Rabban Alechem Oni Prat L'cholot. Lechem money means prat la matzah ashira. So if it's cholot, if it's mevushal, so that's called matzah ashira. Ashisha is also no good. Aleph shin yud shin hey. Ashisha. What does the word ashisha mean? So the Gemara says if you have a gigantic matzah, if it's too big, the matzahs have to be small. Let's say you'll bake a matzah like a cake. It'll be very thick. It'll be very big, and you bake it quickly. So it says not boli dechimot. So the Gemara says if it's too big, so you're not yotze, because that's called matzah shira. How much is an ashisha? How big is too big? So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Echad mishisha be'efa. Got to multiply. How big is that? You have to multiply the arithmetic and figure out if it's much bigger than our matzahs. So the Ramah says that the matzahs, the minigas, we make thin matzahs to make sure that it's nowhere near ashisha. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says beferish that you can have either spongy matzahs or brittle matzahs. The Ashkenazim always make brittle matzahs, but the Mishnah Berurah says spongy matzahs are just as good, the same thing. As long as it's thin, as long as it's not too thick. And then they say it should be less than an etzba. Our matzah are way less than an etzba. All the matzah are less than an etzba. So all of them are good. If it's too big, then it's called matzah ashira. What else is an issue of matzah ashira? So the Gemara says if you have mei peiros, if you mix in mei peiros, so that's matzah ashir. Where's that Gemara? That's on Lamed Vov Amid Aleph. Ein loshen es bepesach b'yayin shemen dvash in cholov. The Gemara has these four mashkim. So the Gemara says, Yom Kamo here, the last narrow line on Lamed Vov Amid Aleph. Yom Kamo, the first day of Pesach, lo tolushali bedubsha. Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholav are the four mashkim. So the Amora told his children, the first day Pesach, I need for Shmura Matzah for the Seder, Lotu Lushali Bedufsha, don't use any one of those four mashkim, Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholav. After the first day, Lushali Bedufsha, there's no issue of Matzah Ashir. Matzah Ashir is only on the first day. So here the Beis Yosef quotes three opinions. The Pashib Shat and the Gemara, where we usually learn the Din of Matzah Ashir, the Din of May Paris is only no good for the Kazai Shal Mitzvah. If in the middle of the meal, the Seder meal, you want to have matzah shira, gzunta, hey, what's the problem? The Beis Yosef quotes another opinion that not only is it not acceptable for the Kazai Shal Mitzvah, even to nibble in the middle of the meal you shouldn't have. Laila Harishon, Rashi writes, Laila Harishon, Shal Matzah Chavah Bina Lechem Oini. the whole night. So why a gzera that you made by mistake? You shouldn't eat matzah ashira the whole first night, because you made by mistake. Use it for the kazai shal matzah. And the Rambam sheet is the whole first day, even by yom. Well, what is there to be choshish about? No. Rambam holds up Sanudin, that's about Velvela Soloveitchik, points out in a sefer on the Rambam, he just points out this strange Rambam. A very unusual sheet is around. The first day you shouldn't have matzah shira. The whole first day you shouldn't have matzah shira. The Poshet, the Beis Yosef quotes three sheetahs. The Poshet, the sheet is only for the kazayis. When the Gemara says Yom HaKama Lo Tolusha Li Bidufsha, doesn't mean Yom HaKama the whole first day. Rashi says Laila HaRishayin, doesn't mean the whole day. And then the Beis Yosef says it doesn't mean Laila HaRishayin either, it just means for the mitzvah, for the Kazayis mitzvah. And then the other opinion he quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, somebody, no, the whole first night. You shouldn't have Matzah Shira the whole first night, because you may by mistake use it for the Kazayis Shal Mitzvah, and you're not Yotze. Matzah Shira not Yotze, has to be Lechem Oni. And the third sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Psanudin, you have to make a zecher lelechemoni shochla v'sein in the Mitzrayim." So the first day, you have to have lechemoni all day long. You're not allowed to have matzah shira all day long. So that's why some have a practice. The Soloveitchik family has this practice from the Beis Halevi, that he was a big machmer at everything. He was a very nervous person. He used all of his nervousness for dikdukim and chumras and shmiras and mitzvahs. He was an extremely nervous person. So he wouldn't eat knedlach the first 2 days of Pesach, because the Rambam holds you're not allowed to eat matzah shira the whole day, and the Gemara says matzah muvushelis is matzah shira, so knedlach is muvushelis. So he wouldn't eat. So they wouldn't eat gebroks the first 2 days. By the Hasidim, they don't eat gebroks the whole 7 days of Pesach, only the last day of Pesach. Yantam Sheni Shal Golias, they got out of the way Dafka to eat gebroks to demonstrate that it's only a chumra that Mikra did, it's really muta, and the Bezun Shal Milo shouldn't hold it against the Misnagdim, the fact that they are not Nizer in gebroks. So the Hasidim want to demonstrate that it's only a chumra, that's why they're eating it the last day, it's not really chometz, so they shouldn't punish the Misnagdim. They're very kind. Shouldn't punish, they want to demonstrate that they shouldn't punish the Misnagdim. That's the Shiloh this year. Usually by the Hasidim, they make the gebrok, they make the knedlach on the last day Pesach. Well, now today, the last day Pesach is Shabbos. So you can't cook on Shabbos. So the shaila is, we cook everything on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, you make an Erev Tavshilin. We cook on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif, which is Shabbos. But what is Erev Tavshilin based on? Erev Tavshilin is based on, the Gemara asks later in Pesachim, how does an Erev Tavshilin help? Erev Tavshilin is only Medirabbanan, but Min HaTorah there's an Issur to cook on Yontif unless it's Eichel Nefesh. So where's the Eichel Nefesh? The Gemara asks Mem Vavim and Beis, you're cooking on Friday for Shabbos, that's for tomorrow, it's not for today. So Rabbi says, if a lot of guests would come today to eat the food, even though my intention is I'm cooking it for tomorrow, so Rabbi holds you ignore the Kavanas Agavra, Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. Since I'm cooking a ton of food on Friday, and all the food could theoretically be eaten today, you ignore the fact that he has a mind to eat it tomorrow. It theoretically could have been eaten today, so that's Eichel Nefesh. But the question is, by the Hasidim, no one's going to eat the Gebroks on Friday. They're only going to eat it tomorrow. So it's a dead giveaway. It's only for tomorrow. It's not for today. It can't be for today. So are they allowed to cook the Gebroks with an Erev Tavshilin on Friday for the second day Yontif? So bottom line, the Psak is that yes, because there are Misnagdim in the world. There are Misnagdim. They're allowed to cook for the Misnagdim. Yeah, if there are no Misnagdim, if you live in a village where Mamish, all the Misnagdim live Chutz L'Trum, so you're not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos with the Erev Tavshilin. But every community has an apikurus too. There's always going to be some misnagdim living in the community. That's the shaila. Let's say kitnius. And Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos is already Yisruchag. The second day is the Pesach. Yontif is over on Friday, and Shabbos is already Ois Pesach. Is it permissible to cook a cholent on Friday for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin to include kidneys in the cholent or not? Because you can't eat the kidneys on Pesach. So the answer is, if there are no Sfardim in the community at all, if it's mamish no Sfardim, so there's no hoil, so you're not allowed to cook the kidneys on Friday for Shabbos, but every community usually have a couple of Sfaradim there. So the Sfaradim can come and eat the cholent today on Yontov. The Sfaradim eat kidneys. So since theoretically it could be eaten by Jewish people on the first day Yontov, so that's also called hoyl. It doesn't have to be that I can eat it. There was such an opinion in Marivail. The Ramah quotes the Marivail was of the opinion that hoyl of imikli lechem chazilei. He had a different gears in the Gemara. Hoyl, if he would want to eat it, he could eat it, and if guests would come also. But the main hoyl is hoyl. If I would want to eat some more today, so according to the Marivail, hoyl has to start from me if I would want to eat it. So if I'm a chassid and I don't eat gebrux, or if I'm an Ashkenazi and I don't eat kitnia, so the whole hoyl doesn't get off the ground. But we don't follow that marival. It's not the girsa that we have in the Gemara. We have halvi mikli leachim chazilei. If guests would come, it doesn't have to be ochel. There's no din ochel nefesh has to be only for me and for my family. Ochel nefesh is for I cook for Jews. It's ochel nefesh. It doesn't have to be dafke for me.
This din of the Rambam not eating something that's not
lechemoni? Yeah.
Is that even during the daytime, or it's only at night when you have a mitzvah to eat
lechemoni? No,
even in the daytime. Why should that make sense?
Yom HaRishon. I don't know. That's how he read the Gemara. Yom HaKama. Yom HaKama. The whole first day. The Beis Yosef points out there are three different shitas. Whether it only goes on the Kazais, it goes Laila HaRishon, or it goes the whole Yom HaRishon. The Rambam has a Chiddush Nifla. The Rambam says, if you have egg matzahs, or you have orange juice, whatever, all kinds of different things, any other meperis doesn't pose a problem on matzah shira. Only four mashkin make it matzah shira. Yain, shem, and dvash, and cholov. Because these are the four that the Gemara speaks about. All of a sudden, the Rambam became such a literalist. Rambam always takes on all the Gemaras and he generalizes, he abstracts. And over here, in this Gemara, the Gemara talks about yain, shem, and dvash, and cholov, different stories. He adds them all up and he said, that's it. Only these Dalad Mashkim. So it's a pele. Why should it only be these Dalad Mashkim? And other may perish, he can use, like, according to the Rambam, you can use egg matzah for the shmur matzah for the sake.
Maybe because like these four things, blood and dew and water, are the only like seven Mashkim. And that's like
that's true, so therefore what?
So maybe like that's there's like an extra chashivas to those.
Dar HaShulchan says like that these had four have more chashivas than other may peris. It's a little bit funny. The Avnei Nezer was a super genius. So he starts off, you're also a genius. He starts off with what you said, but he's a genius on top of a genius. So he has a whole charifas. Why? Not because chashivas. He says, fantastic. What if I have matzah, shmura matzah, and I smear on jam. Does that make it into matzah shir? So Tosis says, the Pashtus is that matzah shir is only if it was baked like that. If it was baked matzah shir, a shmear on jam, that doesn't make it matzah shir. It could well be that I'm not yotze the mitzvah if I'll shmear on a lot of jam for a different reason. That's a Gemara later. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim hillel and the chachamim. And daf kuf tezvav amin aleph. Kachoyahilul bisman shabis migdusha yikaim. He used to korech pesach matzah mor veichol biyachad. Based on the pasuk in the pasuk in Bahaloischa about pesach sheni. Al matzah semerorim yochluhu. So Hillel understood the pasuk. There are different versions. Either you're permitted to eat pesach matzah mor together, or you're obligated to eat Pesach Matzah Mar together. That if you eat it separately, you're not Yotze. The Rambam paskens you can either eat it together or eat it separately, however you want. So the Rambam says if you eat it all together, then you say one bracha, al achilas. The Rambam, first of all, the Rambam has a different girsa. The Rambam, the Chok Yankel points out, the Rambam's girsa is that Hillel only said you eat Matzah Mar together, not Pesach Matzah Umoror. And the Yerushalmi and Chala is beferish against the Rambam. Yerushalmi Chala says, like all the other Rishonim, Hayakorach Pesach Matzah Umar, he ate all three together. So the Rambam writes his girsa that Hillel Kacha Yosef Hillel Hayakorach Matzah Umar Berachol Biyachad. So the Rambam understood. It's a discussion in Tosis over here. Rambam writes Halachah L'Maaseh. It's optional. If you want, you can eat the Matzah Umar separately. If you want, you can eat it together. So he says, if you eat it together, b'kriicha achas, then you recite one bracha. When you start eating the same, if you eat it separately, he said, then you say bracha alachilas matzah, then you say separate bracha alachilas mor. Right, so the Gemara says here, there was a machlokes hatanoim, bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, when matzah was their rice and mor was their rice, are you permitted to eat them together? Perhaps you have to davke eat it together. And the Chachamim say, no, the mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. If you're going to eat the matzah and the mor together, you're not yotze. So what is the basis of the machlokes? So the Gemara says, let's say I'll eat matzah together with potato chips. I'll eat it together. I used to have this chavrusa. I used to make potato chip sandwiches. So let's say he'll have the matzah together with potatoes. So the Gemara says, you're not yotze. If you eat a mitzvah sachila together with a dvar harishus, eating food we share in common with the nochem, we share in common with the animals. The behemoths eat food. So all of a sudden, when we like tefillin, when we put on tzitzis, this is uniquely a mitzvah. When you eat food, the behemoths eat food. So what makes it into a mitzvah? So if I eat it separately, the shei mitzvah makes it into a mitzvah. If the guy's eating it together with a dvar harishus, so then it pulls down the level of the achila and the achilos shel mitzvah, and the whole thing is called achilos harishus. Also dvar harishus, umevatel dvar mitzvah. So that's a machlek, is Hillel and a Chacham. So the Chachamim say, each mitzvah is egocentric and doesn't recognize any other mitzvah. So from the perspective of the matzah, the maror is a dvar hashus. From the perspective of the maror, einod melvada, there's only one mitzvah maror. The matzah is dvar hashus. So no mitzvah recognizes the other mitzvah. So you're eating the matzah with a dvar hashus, you're eating the maror with a dvar hashus. Everything kills everything else out. Mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. It doesn't mean bittel b'roiv. It doesn't mean bittel b'roiv that you have a roiv. That's the strange Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, and he used to eat three things, Pesach, Matzah, Umar, so each thing that you ate was bottle b'roiv, it was 2-1. But Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim, you're only eating two things, so there's no bittel b'roiv. So it's a very strange Yerushalmi, we don't know how to deal with it. One thing we get from the Yerushalmi, that Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, he used to eat all three together, Pesach, Matzah, Umar, not like the Rambam. So they point out that Yerushalmi is against the Rambam, but we don't really understand what the Yerushalmi is talking about. What does it have to do with bittel b'roiv? It's mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. Just means if you eat a dvar hashus with an achilas shel mitzvah, it pulls down the level of the achilas mitzvah, and the whole thing is converted into achilas hashus. So if you have a lot of jam, you're going to put on a lot of peanut butter on your matzah, and you have another taste together with the matzah, then osi dvar hashus umevatel dvar mitzvah. Then you won't be yotze. But if you just have a slight amount, then you don't say dvar rishus is mevatel dvar mitzvah. That's not considered osi dvar rishus is mevatel dvar mitzvah. Yeah. So nochemal. So there's a din that the matzah has to be lechem. That's number one. Number two, it has to be lechem oni. So lechem oni is to the exclusion of chalut and to the exclusion of ashisha. Chalut means it's mevushel. And ashisha means if it's too big. Echem ashisha be'efo, 1/6 of an efo. It's very gigantic. That's why we make small challahs, thin challahs, small matzahs, thin matzahs. And then, also you shouldn't use meperis. So the Rambam's opinion, we started on the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is only the Dalad Mashkim. So the Avnei Nezer always has ingenious, mamish, always iluyisha things. So Avnei Nezer has two tshuvas, but he repeats the same thing. There is a machlokes hatanoim in Mishnayis and Chala. What's the din? Is there a chiyuv chala? Let's say if you make a cake and you didn't use any water, you only use meperis. So there's machlokes hatanoim. Then the Yerzeruah writes there was a machlokes in the days of the early Rishonim, had a paskin in this machlokes hatanoim. And then it was forgotten what the psak was. In the days of the later Rishonim, they again repeated the same old machlokes, and someone discovered that they had fought it out in earlier generations. And Shulchan Aruch says it's a sveika d'dina. How do we paskin whether you chayiv and chala? What's the issue? Whether you chayiv and chala, if you don't have any water, you just use meperis. You made a cake only with meperis. So the Rishami and chala explains the machlokes is like this. let's say I'm tame and I touch, let's say there's a sliced bread, and I touch one slice of bread. So that slice of bread becomes tame. Let's say here, four slices of bread, one on top of the other, and they're not connected. Each one is separate from the other. I touch the top slice of bread. So let's say I'm an Avat Tumah, I make this into a Rishon LeTumah. So Rishon LeTumah is not Metameh, Oichel is not Metameh Oichel. Oichel is Metameh Mashke, Mashke is Metameh Oichel. And Oichel Metameh Oichel. So it can't be Metameh the next piece. If it's one loaf of bread and it wasn't sliced, and I touch the top, I say Maga B'Miktzosik and Maga B'Kula. It's considered as if I touched the whole thing. So not only is Maga B'Miktzosik and Maga B'Kula true if I touch an apple, which is a natural unit, that's how it grows from the tree, a pear, an apple, a piece of flesh, it's one piece of flesh, that's how the animal grew. Even a loaf of bread, which started off as I made flour, tiny little particles, and I blended everything together by doing a lisha and an afia, so that's really artificially, it's man-made that it's one unit. The person baked, first he made it into flour, he cut it up and chopped it up into tiny little particles, and then he made one big loaf out of it. So the din is still, so the Rishami quotes, there's a machloikes hatanoim, what if the bread, do you say only Zayin Mashkim are mechaber, but any other Mashkim are not mechaber? So let's say if you make a cake with May Paris without water, would you say Maga Mimiktsosik and Maga Bekula or not? So that's a machloikes hatanoim. So the Yishalmi explains that's the same machloikes over here, whether May Paris is mechaber, it's Nageh Techiyev Chala. Why? You only chai mechala if you have a large enough volume of dough. How much do you have to have? Mem Gimel Beitz and Mechoimish Beitz. Okay. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah is explained that Chala, they point out, cute. Chala Bigamatria happens to be Mem Gimel. Bimikre. 43. Mem Gimel Beitz and Mechoimish Beitz. Okay. So if I need a little dough over here, I need a little dough over here, and this has 20 Beitz and this has 20 Beitz of flour, you're not Chai Mechala. Only if I need it all together. So what if I need it all together, but the thing that's Mechaberit is May Paris? Is May Paris Mechaber that is considered one unit, or is it not Mechaber? So that's the Machloikis Hatanaim, where they say Maga B'Miktzosik and Maga B'Kula. If you have a loaf of bread, you have a long Italian bread so long, and he touches one end. See, if there's water that's Mechaber all the flour together, then it's considered one unit. That's Mechaber. If it's anything other than the Zayin Mashkim, then it's a Machloikis Hatanaim. So that's the Sveik of the Dina. How do we Paskin? So the Abnezer thinks in his, it's a question how the Rambam paskins. It's not clear whether the Rambam paskins that Nilosh Memei Peris is Chai Mechala or not Chai Mechala. So the Abnezer assumes that the Rambam holds that it's not Chai Mechala. He never really fully proved that point. It's a question, but I guess a Mishnah. So he's assuming like that. So he says that's the reason why the Rambam holds over here, if you lush any Isa with any other May Paris other than Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov, these four are from the Zayin Mashkim, like you said. Another one would be Dam, but Dam makes everything treif anyway, so there's nothing to discuss. So the only four that there's what to discuss, Mayim and Tal are two of the... Dam you can't use, it's going to make everything treif. And if you're going to use Mayim and Tal, so that's not Matzah Shira. That's what Lechemoni is all about. So three of them we're not talking about. So the only four that are left are Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov. These four are from the Zayin Mashkim, and they are Mechaber. So the May Paris is Mechuber. Not only is it a din that only Zayin Mashkim are Mechaber, all of the flour together, the May Paris itself is not Mechuber to the Matzah. May Paris is only Mechuber to the Matzah if it's one of the Zayin Mashkim. If it's not one of the Zayin Mashkim, not only is the May Paris not Mechaber the flour to each other, it's not Mechaber itself. So it's like taking a matzah and smearing on a little jam afterwards. So that doesn't make it into matzah shir, just because the jam is not Mechuber. It may be no good because Asi Dvar Hushu is a Mevatel Dvar Mitzvah. But if it's only a Tam Mashahu, heavily flavored with the other thing, then it's not a problem of Asi Dvar Hushu is a Mevatel Dvar Mitzvah. So that's his interpretation of the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan writes your interpretation. The Rambam understood that since the Gemara only mentions these four mashkim, Yain, Shem, and Dvash, and Cholov, these have more hashivas than others, so only these make it into matzah shira. The others don't make it matzah shira. So according to the Rambam, egg matzah can be used for the Leil HaSeder. And the Ramban disagrees, all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam on two accounts. Number one, they say, it's matzah shira. The Gemara is four examples of labdavke. All may parents would make it into matzah shira. Then the Ramban has another taina against the Rambam. He says, matzah has to be shmura matzah. What is shmura matzah? So shmura means two things. Number one, the pasuk says, shmartam es ha-matzois. What do you have to be mishamer the matzahs? You need shmur shima mechimitz to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. That's number one. That's pshuto shal mikra. Shmartam sa matzah shima mechimitz. And number two is an additional level of interpretation. Some achranim want to say that this is only a chumra mid rabbanon. Others assume, no, the Gemara has this. It's a din deraisa. You have a lot of times additional level of interpretation. This additional level of interpretation in shmura matzah is that you need asiyah lishma. Somehow the asir lishma is only with the rabbanon. But the first step is the pshuto shel mikra shima mechimitz. And if you didn't do a shima mechimitz, then you can't use it for matzah mitzvah. So the Ramban tain is, if you mixed the matzah with mei peiris, and the Gemara says mei peiris ain machmitzim, that's on laman hamid beis, it's not bole de chametz, so you can go to sleep. But what do you have to be mishamer? Shima mechimitz means you have to watch, you have to be alert, you have to be on the ball, you have to make sure that you knead it quickly and you bake it quickly. Don't let it sit too long, it's going to turn into chametz. If you know with your eyes closed, it can turn into chametz. It has no water, only has mei peiris. Mei peiris ain machmitzim, so that's not called shimur. That's the Ramban's taina. That's not called shimur. Shimur means you have to lead a risky life and see to it that it's matzah. The Rambam holds it, it is shimur. What do you mean? It's a sol meshumer. I mix the flour with mei peiris and it can't become chametz, even if I'll go to sleep in the middle. It can't come chametz, whatever happens. May peris ay machmitz. So Ramban tainas know that that's not called meshumer. So again, so we have the various forms of matzah shira. If you have with may peris, so the Gemara says, Shaila, whether it's only the dalad mashkim, the yayin shem, and vashuchol, the Ramam shita, we don't hold like that. We assume that all the may peris make it into matzah shira. Then you have cholot if it's mevushol. If it's mavushal, it's no good. All the people who can't chew the matzah, so tell them to soak the matzah. Yotzim berokke kashari. Rokke kashari is soaked in water, then there's no problem. Mavushal is the machlekes. Rav Meir holds mavushal shaloi nimayach is good. If it's mavushal shani mayach, then it's no good. That's a shaila. Why? What's wrong if it's mavushal shani mayach? So Rashi writes on Laman Hamed Aleph, the last line in the daf in the Rashi Lamehem and Aleph, Yinat Yotzei Dechavasa B'Mavushol Sheni Moyach. So Rashi writes because Lav Derech Achilo Ko'ochale. What does that mean? So that's a Machlekes Achrenim. What did Rashi mean? So the Poshep Shat, a lot of Achrenim say you have to eat the matzah Derech Achilo as opposed to Shtia. So if you lick, if Himcheu, if you liquefy the matzah, so then there's no achilu. Then it's derech shtiyah, so then you're not yotze. And the other, and the Mishlam Melech wants to read in Rashi, the Rashash discusses it, on the Rashi and Laman Hamed Aleph. And others want to read into Rashi, that just like there's a din in the second parak of Misachim, if you eat macholos hachsuris, so look, at derech achilosa, there's no isa deraisa, it takes off the isa deraisa. So not only is that true with respect to macholos hachsuris, with respect to a mitzvah sachila, if you eat something, so look, at derech achilosa. It's not normal to eat a matzah in a liquefied form. So since you're eating the matzah, shaluk derech achilosai, so that's why you're not yotze. And others say, no, that din shaluk derech achilosai, that's only in isurim, macholos asuris. It wouldn't passel the mitzvah achila. What Rashi meant to say was, you have to, the pasuk says you have to eat the matzah as opposed to drinking the matzah. So if you liquefied it and you drink it, so that's why you're not yetze, because you're drinking. Lab derech achila does mean shaloka derech achilosa. It means you're not doing an achila, you're doing a shtia on it. The minig by Ashkenazim is that we don't eat egg matzahs all of Pesach, it says on the box, unless v'choylem miskenim. Yeah. What is that minig based on? That's even the Rambam was the biggest machmer. The Gemara said, Yom HaKamalot Tolushali Bechelvo, Yikan V'yelech Lushali Bechelvo, just you shouldn't use the matzah shira. The biggest chumer was the whole first day, the whole first 2 days. Where did this chumer come from? Not to use matzah shira, not to use ek matzah. All of Pesach. So the source for that is the following. There's a steer here between two gemaras that are facing each other. Lamehem and Beis and Lamed Vav and Manal. Mamish looking at each other in the face. On the top line of Lamehem and Beis, the gemara makes an outright statement. Mei peres ein machmitzim. If you mix flour with the water, if you let it sit long enough, it'll turn it to chametz. But if you only mix the flour with mei peres, it does not become chametz. Period. Then the gemara says on the next daf, Lamed Vav and Aleph, that you have to be very careful if you're going to mix flour with mei peres, it'll be memahir lahachmetz. So you shouldn't do it on Pesach because it can turn into chametz under your nose and you won't even realize it. But yeah, but if you did it, so you better hurry quickly and bake it to prevent it from becoming chametz. But lachatchili shouldn't even get involved. So Rashi asks the kasha on lamed vav omed aleph, about 15 lines from the top. Hodu amaliel mei peres hei machmitzim on lamed hey amed beis. It says not machmitzim. Here it says that it's memar lahachmitz. So Rashi says loy kasha hach. There's no contradiction. What it says over here mei peres hei machmitzim means you're not chayv kores. It can't become chametz dog and gomer. Well, lahavi chametz gomer. Elo chametz nuksha havi. Chametz nuksha means the different kinds of chametz nuksha. So Rashi over here is using the expression chametz nuksha in the following sense. There's a process over here. When you mix flour with water, you let it sit long enough. So there's a process of chim. It's not that 1 second it's matzah, and the next second all of a sudden it becomes chametz. It takes a long, long time till it becomes chametz. So the Mishnah later has two expressions. The Mishnah Mem Ches Amid Beis, the second Mishnah. The two Mishnah is there. So Mem Ches Amid Beis, the second Mishnah, has two terms. One is Seor, not to be confused with Seor in Chumash. Seor means when you mix flour with water and you let it sit long enough, so it's going to take several hours till the thing is going to rise. So in order that you won't have to wait each time 10 hours, so you save some of the dough. Next time, when you mix flour with water, you throw in this dough from the last time. And the dough won't have any more flour in it. The microorganisms are going to eat up, they keep on eating up all the dough, they keep on multiplying, eating everything up. So if you leave it from one Friday to the next Friday, one Thursday, whenever the balabasta bakes a challis, leave it to next week, that thing is going to be all yeast, it's going to be all microorganisms, there isn't going to be any flour left at all. So that's called Sa'or. So that's in Chumash. The Sa'or is not Roy Lachilo. And nonetheless, the Torah says Chometz is Asar and Sa'or is Asar. They're both Asar Bachil. Le'erolach HaChometz, le'erolach HaSa'or. That's the Chumash talks about Sa'or. The Mishnah has a different expression, Se'or. Se'or and Siduk. So Chimutz is a process that takes a while. That the beginning of the process is called Se'or, and the end, the Gemara of the process is called Siduk. When it rises, that's what the difference is between bola de chimutz and bola de sirchum. What does it mean, bola de chimutz? So in recent years, religious people experimented using all kinds of different flours with water, and they came to the realization that bola de chimutz means that it has so much gluten in it that it rises and it becomes like an arc on top. As opposed to if you use kitias or if you use mei peres or other things, so the gluten is what makes it... And Oriz V'Dorchen has much less gluten. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yechman Nuri Nachachamim. The Oriz V'Dorchen is min dogan anat. So when this starts to rise, so when it begins to rise, it's called Seir. And when it rises so much and it starts to have cracks on the top, first small cracks, then bigger cracks, then it's called Siduk. The Sidukim are the cracks on top. So the Seir is the beginning of the Chimutz process, and Siduk is the gemar of the chimetz process. So there's a machlekes hatanoim, Rab Yudah, Rab Meir. There's a double machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah. When is it considered the beginning of the process? When is it considered the end of the process? And then there's a further machlekes from the time that you have the beginning of the chimetz process. That's called chametz nuksha. Is that an issa deraisa without chorus? Is that only an issa derabbanan? So the first Tana says va'ochla pater. Seor Yisorif, but the beginning of the Chimetz process, Ochla Pata, you're not loike, it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. And the next Tana, Rab Meir disagrees, and he holds that it's not true, that Ochla is loike. It's not Mefurish here, but it's Mefurish in Menachos. And Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara points it out. If you just learn Psochem, Emches, and Beis, you only see that there's one Machlokes from Meir Rav Yudah. When is the beginning of the process? When is the end of the process? But you look in Menachos Nun Gimel, the Gemara says, included in this Machlokes is a second Machlokes, whether this is a Chomet Snukshim, when it Tchilas Achimut's process began, but it didn't finish, is that an Issa Derais, an Issa Derabbanah? So Rashi writes such a similar thing here on Lamed Vav, Omed Aleph. Rashi writes, if he mixed flour with May Peris, the beginning of the process will be faster than if he mixed with water. It's Mimahe Lahachmitz. And when the Gemara said on the top line on Lamed Hamid Beis, May Peris Hei Machmitz, it means you can let it sit all day long, the process will never complete itself. It will never be a Gemar Hachimitz process. It never reached Siduk. This is how Rashi holds. There's a long Tosfos on Lamed Hamid Beis that the Rabbein Tam, who is the grandson of Rashi, disagrees with Rashi. He says that it's not true that Meperis Machmitz means if you only have Meperis, you have no water at all. It's not Machmitz zero. It's not Memar Lahachmitz to become the beginning of the process. It's nothing at all. And when the Gemara says Lamed Vav and Aleph, you shouldn't use the Meperis the first day of Pesach he can't use because Matzah Shira, okay. And the rest of the days of Pesach, Lachatchili, you shouldn't use it because Memar Lahachmitz, and you won't be able to control it. But for the Eved, if you did, you're allowed to eat it. So that Gemara goes, if you have May Peris with water. If you have no water at all, it's not Machmitz at all. If you have water, it'll be Machmitz, and the May Peris will cause a reaction that'll be Memahe Lahachmitz. So the Shaila is, according to Rashi, you shouldn't make egg matzahs. You shouldn't make any egg matzahs because it has apple cider and it has eggs in it. And according to Rashi, the whole thing is mimahi alahachmit. So lachatchila, Rashi read the Gemara Lamed Vav and Af lachatchila. You shouldn't do that. So the Rabbi Natam disagreed with his grandfather, but he wasn't going to violate his shita. So he only violated it on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, the Rabbeinu Tam would eat matzah sheni losha bebeitzim. He would eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, but the rest of Pesach he wouldn't, because lechatchila v'choshish for Rashi Shita. So that's what it says, that the Ramo says in Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila v'machme for the Rashi, that maybe May Peris alone, amemar lehachmitz, even without any water, the egg matzahs don't have any water, it just has apple cider with the eggs. So it says, v'choshish lechatchila for that, but v'chol lemeskenim, we really rely on the Rabbeinu Tam, because Mikra Adem, we hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, what else is learned out from the Pasuk Lechem Oni? What else? Lechem Oni. So the Gemara has additional drushes. So the Gemara says, Madarka Shaloni Beprusa, Afkam Beprusa. Where is that Gemara? On Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph, on the top line. Lechem Oni. On the bottom of Kuf Tezvov on the base, going over to the top of Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph, Madarka Shaloni Beprusa, Yishaya Hanavi encourages the wealthy Balabatim, Alafros Leroyev Lachmecho. Give the break off part of your bread, break bread and give it to the poor man. Prois means to break off. Prois Leroyev Lachmecho, give to the poor man. So the poor man usually has shiraim, he has broken off pieces of challah. He doesn't have a shleima. Once in a while, the rich man has a whole shleima, so he tosses it his way. But usually, he'll give him the shiraim, the leftovers, he'll have prusas. So on Pesach night, the matzah that you want to be yotze, dechavis matzah, has to be prusa. So here, the top tesis, kufta zayinim and aleph, has the famous discussion. So how many matzahs do you need by the Seder? Do you need two shleimas for lechem mishnah, like every yontav, zecha laman, that lechem mishnah fell down on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yontav? The man neither fell down, neither on Shabbos nor on Yontif, so Lechem Mishnah came down every year of Shabbos, every year of Yontif. So you need Lechem Mishnah, two shleimus. Then in addition to that, you need also a prusa, so you start off with three matzahs, and you break one, so you're left with two and a half. Or do you say, no, it's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah on Pesach night is, instead of having Lechem Mishnah, two shleimus, you should have dafka, one of the two should be a prusa. So you should start off with two matzahs. Start off with two matzahs and break one of them, so you're left with one and a half matzahs. Not, If you're going to have 2.5 matzahs, so how is that madakri shalani bepusa? How is that lachamoini? The poor man doesn't have shleimus. So we're showing we're richer than the rich man. We have 2 shleimus and 1 prusa. So that's the machlekes harishonim. So the Rambam and half of the Rishonim hold that you only have 2 matzahs to begin with. You break one of them, you're left with 1.5. And that's the Vilna Goyen. Followed that opinion. And that's in Volozhin, that was what they followed. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik had that practice. They had 2 matzahs. And then they broke one of them, so they're left with 1.5 matzahs. And the Minhag Olam is like the other opinion of Tosfos, that you have to have 3 matzahs. You have to have 2. There are 2 different mitzvahs here. You have to have Lecha Mishnah for Lech. For Yontif, Sudas Yontif, 2 Shleimus, like every Shabbos and Yontif. Then you have to have a Prusa for the mitzvah matzah, and the 2 distinct mitzvahs. 2 distinct mitzvahs. The other opinion holds no. The mitzvah of matzah is identical with the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. And every other Yontif, the Torah, the Halacha requires Sudas Yontif of 2 Shleimus. Now Pesach night, the Sudas Yontif requires that it should be a Prusa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. There's a machlokes harishonim. When you say hamoitzi al achilas matzah, you have to have 2 kezais and 1 kezais for the suras yontif from the shleima and 1 kezais from the prusa for the mitzvah matzah. Oh no, there aren't 2 different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night is identical with the mitzvah of suras yontif. So you eat the 1 prusa and that's it. So the Mechaber writes you need 2 different. The Mechaber quotes the Rosh. You need 2 different. When you say hamotzi al achilas matzah, you have to have 2 kezais. 1 kezais from the shleima for the mitzvah of suras yontif, 1 kezais from the prusa for the mitzvah of matzah. And the Mishnah Berurah, who's usually machma and everything under the sun, has a long beer aloch. He says he doesn't understand why was the mechaber so machma here for the rosh. Nobody agrees with the rosh. He should have said it's enough for the 1 kezais. That's exactly the machlekes. But you need 3 matzahs or 2 matzahs. Tosfos on the top of Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph quotes the Gemara in Brachos with the 2 girsas in the Gemara. The Gemara says Hakol Moed. The Gemara has a discussion. If you have a shleima, you have a little shleima, and you have a prusa. Let's say I have a leftover challah from Shabbos that's gigantic, but it's a prusa. I cut up, let's say shalosh udas. I cut a big challah, and I'm left with 3/4 of a challah, or I have a tiny little roll. So the roll is much. I can put in 4 rolls into the prusa of the leftover challah from shalosh udas. So which one should I say hamoitzi on? All week long, there's a milah to say, I say hida mitzvah, to say a bracha on a mor b'kovet dikan meichel. So it's, if you have a big piece and a small piece, and a big piece. If you have shleima and a prusa, you say on the shleima. What if it's, what is gigantic in size, and one is a shleima? Which one has the milah? So that's a debate in the Gemara. So we paskin that the shleima takes precedence. But on Pesach night, hakol maidim, that's what Tosfos quotes, the top Tosfos on Kuf Tezayin and Aleph. So on the second line, they quote a Gemara in Brachos Lamedes, hakol maidim, all the Amoraim agree, l'inyan Pesach, sheminiach prusa b'toch ha-shleimois, u'boitzeya. So the Loshen that Tosfos quotes is, that's not the way it says in Agmar, miniach prusa b'toch ha-shleimois. You have 2 shleimos and you have 1 prusa. So Tosfos had a girsa anymore, you have 2.5 matzahs. Other Rishonim had the girsa the way we have, miniach prusa betoch hashleimo. But they said, what do you mean betoch? Betoch is a dead giveaway there too. Toch means in the middle. So obviously betoch hashleimo means there's a shleimo on top, shleimo on the bottom, and the prusa is in between. And other Rishonim say, no, it means there are 2 matzahs. They don't have the girsa miniach prusa betoch hashleimos. They have the girsa the way it says in Agmar, miniach prusa betoch hashleima, and there's only 1 shleima. How do you say betoch? I mean, you put it on top. I have a shleima, and then I put the prusa on top of it. So that's betoch hashleima ubatze. You should say the hamoitz yambo. So that's the big issue, whether you have 3 matzahs, and then it boils down to the end, it turns out to be 2.5, because the 2 distinct mitzvahs, sudas yontif lechud, you need lecha mishnah, shleimas, and the prusa for the madakri shalani be prusa, or no, it's one and the same mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a suras yontif consisting of a matzah prusa. So bedavka should not be 2 shleimus. It should be 1.5. So that's the big machloikas. What else is learned out from lechem oini? So the Gemara has another drasha on the top line of Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Madakri shalani hu masik v'ishto ofa. The husband lights the fire in the oven, and the wife bakes Afkanami Pesach, when you prepare the matzahs for Pesach, Humasik the Ishta Wofa. What do you mean by Darki Shalani? Why is that lechem oni? What does it have to do with the poor people? Being the rich people can afford to waste a little money. They'll get a bigger bill from the electric company or from the gas company. So they turn on, the same person will turn on the fire in the oven, then they'll knead the dough, and then they'll waste all the energy there, and then when the dough is good and ready, then they'll put it into the oven and it'll bake. Mashiach came to Aniyim, they can't afford to waste fuel like that. So the wife tells the husband, okay, I'm ready, make me a fire in the oven. So the husband makes the fire, the wife puts it in order to save money, not to waste any fuel. So that's what that's called Darkei Shalani. Who Masik, he makes the Hesek Katanu, he makes the fire, and the wife bakes. So too, Lekovit Pesach, when you prepare the matzahs, it should be Who Masik Vishtofo. Why? So why should it be Dumyadani? So here the two pshatim in the Rishonim. So the Rashbam says, the Rashi on top says, Kadesh Alo Tachmitz. What did the Rashbam say? Also probably Kadesh Alo Tachmitz. Yeah. Kadesh Alo Tachmitz. Rashi and the Rashbam say the same. And the Rosh and others say, no, not Kadesh Alo Tachmitz. That's not the issue. That it's preferable that you yourself should be involved. The poor man can't afford to go to the store and buy. He has to bake his own bread. He doesn't have money to spend for the middleman and for the delivery man and for everybody else's labor. He has to do the stuff himself. So here there's an inyan of like mitzvah bo yesem b'shlucha. Mitzvah bo yesem b'shlucha usually goes when you're doing the actual mitzvah itself. Let's say I have to put on mezuzahs on the door. So if I can put on the mezuzahs myself, why should I have someone else do? If I'm sick in bed, I have no choice. I have to ask someone else to be kind enough to do me a favor. But if I'm able to, I'm healthy, I'm up to it, I should put on my own mezuzahs. But over here, what mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha? I should harvest the grain. I should grind it and make it into flour. Why? What's mitzvah? This is a hachana. This is not the actual mitzvah. I should pluck off the estric from the tree myself. Why? So that's what the Netziv has a famous chiddush in his commentary on the Shultis. He says, when you have a hechsha mitzvah, hakosa batoira, so we treat it with respect to certain halach as if it itself were a mitzvah. So he says over here, the din is ushmartem es hamatzos, that you have to have asiya l'shmo. So what needs asiya l'shmo? You have to harvest the tvua l'shmo? No. You have to grind the flour l'shmo? No. A goy can harvest the tvua. You need shima mechimutz. The Gemara has a machlekes. We said there are two levels of understanding on that pasuk. On the first level it means Shina Mechim, so Shmatam is Hamatzah, Pshutu Shom Mikro. The additional level of interpretation that could be the Rabbanon, Pashtus is that it's the Raisa, that you need Asiya Lishma. So as far as the Shina Mechim, so the Gemara Mem Amar Aleph, the last 20 lines, has a Machloikas. Does the Shina Mechim have to begin Shmura Mishas Kitzira? Or is it enough? No, what Shmura Mishas Kitzira? That's unusual that it should turn into Chometz. After the Ketzira, you have to be worried about it, Mishas Nesina Samayim. It's enough if you have Shmura Mishas Lisha. You don't need Shmura Mishas Ketzira. I mean, Haschinach has a kasha, the Gemara has earlier. The Gemara talks about a possibility of Achmitz B'mechuber. That it turned into Chometz when it was still attached to the ground. When it was growing in the ground, it turned to Chometz. So yes, the kasha, why is it sufficient with Shmura Mishas Ketzira? You should need Shmura Mishas planting. Mishas Riyah. So he says, come on, that's so far-fetched. The Gemara talks about such a possibility. Yeah, it's possible, but it's very far-fetched. You're not mechuyif to. So Shmur Mishas Ketzir also is far-fetched. Not as far-fetched as Achmitz B'mechuber, but it still is far-fetched. Normal is that it turns into Chometz after you start doing the Elisha. So that's a machloikas on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, going over to Mem Amar Beis, the top line to Mem Amar Beis. How far back does the halacha require Shima Mechimutz? Is it enough Shmur Mishas Lisha? Or do you have to have all the way back Shmur Mishas Ketzira? But nobody says you have to go back before Ketzira, even though there is a very far out chance that it may have turned into Chometz. Achmitz B'mechum, but that you're not Mechiv to be Choshish for. So then the Gemara has the additional, the second level of interpretation. Shmartem Es Hamatzah, you have to do Asiya L'shmo. Asiya L'shmo only goes on Asiya Es Hamatzah. Harvesting the tvua, that's not called Asiya Es Hamatzah. Grinding the flour, that's not called Asiya Es Hamatzah. Asiya Es Hamatzah is Lisha V'afir. Lisha Mafia. So Nesina Samayim is the beginning of the Lisha. So that cannot be done. On Daf Mem, the Ritva quotes from the Gaonim that you cannot have matzah baked by a Nochri. Because since the Nochri is not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah, so he cannot create Lishma. Whoever is not Mechuyev in the mitzvah cannot create Lishma. That's the Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by Tosfos in Gittin, on Daf Mem Hem Beis. Rabbeinu Tam says that two chidushim. Chidush number one, that tying the strings onto the beged, the tzitzis onto the beged, needs asir lishma. That's a machlekes. The Rambam denies that. The Gemara just says that taking the wool and making it into strings has to be done lishma. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, well, if that needs lishma, certainly tying it onto the beged certainly needs lishma. It's closer to the final product. The Rambam doesn't agree. So on the assumption that a cotton, that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, a cotton cannot create lishma. So is there any problem if a Jewish cotton, if a guy makes tzitzis, the Gemara says it's possible, because it says, "Dabrei bnei Yisrael v'marta aleihem yasu lahem tzitzis. Bnei Yisrael v'yasu v'lo mesoilim v'yasu." So if a nochri make ties the tzitzis on, it's possible. So Tosfos says, why is it possible? Because he needs lishma. And a nochri who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah can't create lishma. So he says, uadinami, anisha, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Tzitzis, because it's a zman groma. So a woman cannot create lishma. And the Rambam says it's not true. Dabal b'nei yisol v'marta aleihem yasu, b'nei yisol v'yasu v'lo mesoilim v'yasu. So then that a nochri is possible. But it's not because you need lishma. You only need lishma for the tvias hachutim, to take the wool that they converted into string. You don't need asir lishma when you tie on the strings onto the beged. So according to the Rambam, a cotton can tie the strings onto the beged. So that chumra of the Rabbeinu Tam quoted is two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. That we permit a woman to tie the tzitzis onto the beged. So Rabbeinu Tam has two assumptions there. Assumption number one, that you need asir lishma when you tie the chute hatzitzis onto the beged, and the Rambam disputes that. Assumption number two, that in Isha, because women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis, so they cannot create lishma. Whoever is zeinu b'toras cannot create lishma. So that's what the Ritva writes over here. Daf mem b'shem ha-ga'onim. The Ga'onim say that a nochri, we cannot permit a nochri to bake the matzahs because you need asir lishma. That's the second interpretation. U'shmartem es ha-matzahs. And since the nochri is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah, so you cannot create lishma. The mazel is that women are mechuyev to eat matzah because for centuries they always used to have the women bake all the matzahs. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk called Sheyeshlem Baal Tachal Chametz, Yeshlem Mikum Machal Matzah. So since the women are mechuyev in, where's that Gemara?
Mem
Gimel Amid Beis.
Rebbe Lozer.
Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says that since the women are mechuyev, Rebbe Lozer. Nashim chayovet b'achilas matzah d'vater shenem alasech lo lachametz kol sheyesh dem abal teoch lachametz yesh dem mikum machal matzah v'hani nashi, the women hoel v'yesh dem abal teoch lachametz yesh dem mikum machal matzah. So women are mechuyev to eat matzah. So the mazel is that women are mechuyev. If they would have been potter from matzah, they wouldn't have been able to bake the matzahs. You would insist dafke that men would have to bake the matzahs. Yeah. So the shayla, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pichodesh, writes the following calculation. Would it be good if the Nochri bakes the matzahs of Yisrael Loimed Al Gabov? The Jew is watching and supervising, and he says, we're baking all the matzahs Lishma. So Shulchan Aruch says, no good. God Loimed Al Gabov, Yisrael Loimed Al Gabov is no good. You have to have a Yisrael, a bar mitzvah, who's mechuyev in a mitzvah. If he's a cotton, he's not mechuyev either. If he's a Nochri, he's not mechuyev. A cotton is not mechuyev. But Asiyas HaMatzah is only the Lisha and the Afiyah. That's called Asiyas HaMatzah. The shayla where they're making the holes, is that called asiyas hamatzah? You can bake matzah without making the holes. Making the holes is to prevent it from turning into chametz. You want that the gear should have a place to escape. So that's so we're machmar on that. That's a chumra. But mikir adin, you only need asiyah lishma, and God loimin al gabav doesn't help by the nesinas hamayim. That's and then the lisha, and then the aricha, the preparing of that, putting it into the oven. Those are the malachas that need. The harvesting from the ground and the grinding of the flour, that's not asiyas hamatzah. That we are machmir on daf mem in each shmurim mishas ktsira, but that's only shimur mechimot. That's not asiyah lishma. So the shimur mechimot, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a pichodesh. The ktsira can be done by a nochri Yisrael as long as they have a mashgiach who's watching. Yisrael loimed al gabav. The grinding can be done by a nochri. You don't need a Jew should push the button at the mill. say he's grinding the flour, l'shei mitzvahs matzah. That's not called asiyas ha-matzah. Asiyas ha-matzah is the nesinas ha-mayim, with the lisha, with the aricha, with the putting into the oven, with the afiyah. With machmer, they're making the holes is also. I think they write that when Rab Chaim Kanievsky was before bar mitzvah, so he wanted to go help out in the baking of the matzah, so his uncle, the Chazanish, wouldn't let him do anything. So he only allowed him to scream out, l'shei mitzvahs matzah. That was his job. To remind everybody that it should be mechavim l'shei mitzvahs matzah. He wouldn't let him, it says in Shulchan Aruch, he wouldn't let the ketanim even make the holes. Okay. So the Netziv has this big chiddush. Netziv talks about asiyas hasukkah. That there's a Rashi in the second parak in Makkos, but Rashi sounds like he says that mitzvah bo yesum v'shluchoi applies to construction of the sukkah. What do you mean, construction of the sukkah? That's not a mitzvah. To put a mezuzah up, that's a mitzvah. Construction of the sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah. So the Netziv says, yes, but it's a hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'Torah. Because it's a din of tasa v'lam in ha'asui. We have, where do you get a din of tasa v'lam in ha'asui? By sukkah. Because the pasuk says, chaga sukkah tasa v'hoshiv asyamim, boz b'chom megonachom yikvecha. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is, you should celebrate the holiday of sukkahs for the duration of 7 days, at the season of the year, and the ingathering season of the year. That's the simple translation. Then Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the whole pasuk from the beginning to the end. Sukkah tasalucha, you should construct a sukkah, tasav lemen osi. Shivas yamin, should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. Sukkah ruya l'kol shiva. And the schach should be made with be'osbucha, not in the ingathering season of the year. You should use the material of psovas goren v'yekev. And the word chag is a description of the sukkah. Kishem shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. The word chag means the korban chagiga. So it's a hyphen. Chag ha-sukkah is tasalucha. You should construct the sukkah, which will have the status of a korban chagiga that will be hooked to the mitzvah. So since you have a pasuk, it's a hechshe mitzvah kosa b'Torah. Construction of the sukkah is mentioned in the Chumash according to the drasha of the Torah Shebalteh. Mentioned the Chumash for special dinim. So that's why Rashi seems to hold in the second parak in Makkos that you say mitzvah bo yosum v'shluchoi, even on this, even on asiyas hasukkah, even though it's not the actual kima mitzvah itself. So that's what the Netziv wants to say over here, that not all the Rishonim agree with the Rashi and the Rashbam, that the reason why hu masik the ishto oifor is not so much because chashash chimitz kedesh ala tachmitz, but rather that we say mitzvah bo yosum v'shluchoi, that it's a hechshe mitzvah kos b'tor, because it says ushmartem es hamatzes, the asiyah should be l'shmo. The harvesting from the ground, that's not asiyah hamatzah. That you can have a nachri du risol min agabah, that's shima mechimetz. And the grinding, you can have a nachri du also, that's not asiyah hamatzah. Asiyah is the nesinas hamayim with the lisha, with the aricha, with the afiyah. That's the sidur, the past, these parts. That's asiyah hamatzah. So the asiyah hamatzah, we should try to participate ourselves. Okay, so whoever has time should try to go to bake the matzahs. That's what it's based on. That's in the different yeshivas, they have groups of the boys from the yeshiva go to help bake the matzahs based on this interpretation. Hu masik v'yishto oifah, not so much because of what Rashi and Rashbam say, kedei shelo tachmetz, that will have someone watch. Now we want to have mitzvah yosem v'shlucha. What else did Gemara learn out from the word lechem oini? So the Gemara has on the bottom of Kuf Tezvav on the base, 4 lines from the bottom, Lechem she'oinim olav dvarim harbe. What does that mean? Lechem she'oinim olav dvarim harbe. That you're supposed to recite the Haggadah when there's matzah on the table. The matzah should be exposed. Not that you wait till... A lot of people, when they say Kiddush all year long, the challahs are not on the table. After they wash, then they put the challahs on the table. So on Pesach night, that's not right. You shouldn't just bring the matzah on the table when you're holding by Motzi matzah. The matzah should be exposed, the prusa should be exposed the whole time on the table, because it's supposed to be lechem shonim olav dvarim harbe. The sipi, Yetzias Mitzrayim, should be done in connection with the matzah sitting on the table. Yeah, this gemara, lechem shonim olav dvarim harbe, appears here, kuf tezvav on the base, as well as... Where does it say? Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So Rashi and Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, right, Shigarmim Olav Es HaHalal. That's a Chiddush. that usually when we bench, so you put away all the matzahs on Pesach night. After you bench, the minig is the Gemara has in Sanhedrin and Perek Chelik, then when you bench Birchas HaMazon, you should leave some bread on the table. But after you bench, you can put away all the bread. Why do you have to leave it? So Rashi writes, Lechem Shalem Ola Dvorim Harbeh, Shigormim Alam Advav Manal, Shigormim Ola Besahalo, the Ormim Olav Hagoda. You should be going with the halal. The second half of the halal also. If you complete the halal, you shall leave matzah on the table. Achidish? Yeah. What else did we learn from Lechem Oini? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim there in Lamed Vav and Manale. One Tana says, Misha nechol ba'aninus, yotzazeh, she'en nechol ba'aninus, ela b'simcha. What if you have matzah shal ma'isusheni? Ma'isusheni has to be eaten in a state of simcha. When you have vidui meiser, erev Pesach of the fourth year, and erev Pesach of the Shnas HaShmita, all the farmers who gave Truma Gdola meiser, Rishon HaShem is supposed to say Biyatei HaKadosh Min HaBayis, if they fulfilled all the mitzvahs properly. So they're supposed to say, Lo'achalti Biyoni Mimenu, I did not eat the meiser sheni in a state of aninus. Lo'achalti Biyoni Mimenu, I didn't eat it in a state of aninus. So one Tana Darshan that you're not yotze with matzah shal ma'isa sheni because misha nechal baninus yotze zeh sheina nechal baninus. Lechem oni is written with an ayin, oni. But we darshan it as if it were written with an aleph. Oni, the Gemara points it out, it's spelled with an aleph. The Gemara says, oni kareinim be. We pronounce it as if it were written with an aleph. So misha nechal baninus. Yeah, we don't really hold like that because the Gemara says, that if one eats ma'aser sheni, matzah shal ma'aser sheni, it's a machlokes hatanaim whether you're yotze. And the reason why you're not yotze is because ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoya. There's a machlokes hatanaim in quite a few different mesichtas whether ma'aser sheni mamon bailim or ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya. So the Gemara says here, there's this machlokes whether ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya mamon bailim will have ramifications. That what's the original machlokes? A man is mekadosh an isha with ma'aser sheni. So they're at mekadosh asli. So if it's mamon bailim, he can be makne to the girl. If it's mamon gavoya, he's not a balabas to be makne. So that's in kiddushin, the end of the second parak in kiddushin. Can you be mekadosh an isha if she doesn't know that it's ma'aser sheni and she's going to have to spend a fortune of money to bring it to Yerushalayim? So you fooled her into believing that you gave her a whole thing. She thought that it's worth so much and it's really worth much less because she's going to have to spend money for transportation to get it to Yerushalayim. We're talking, he gives her and he tells her, it's going to cost you, here's a ticket to go to Yerushalayim, here's the ma'aser sheni. So she knows what she's getting herself into. He didn't fool her. So the Gemara says that case will be dependent on the machlokes on Meir Rav Yehuda. And we pass, and usually Rameh Rabbi Yehuda Lachit Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, this is an exception to the rule. We pass like Rameh, because there is Stam Mishnayos like Rameh here, the Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoya. So the Gemara here, on Sochim, Lamed Zayin, on base, the last two lines, going over to Lamed Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara has three cases that depend on this Machloikis, Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoya Mamon Balam. One Machloikis is Esrog on the first day has to be Shalachem. Can I be yotze with an esrog shal ma'aser sheni? So if you need shalachem on the first day, we paskan ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya, so it's not shalachem. The second case is ayachayv and chala. I baked cake or cookies or bread, ma'aser sheni. I made flour out of the ma'aser sheni, and I break the bread out of it in Yerushalayim. And my chayv and afroshas chala. So if you hold ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya, so it's hegdush. So hegdush is potter from chiyav chala. If you hold ma'aser sheni mamon bailim, it's not hegdish, then it will be chayv and chala. So we pass the ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya. And the third case where there's a machlokes is matzah shel ma'aser sheni. If you all like Rav Meir, that's how we pass in ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya, then eidon of the yotzedech avos of the Pesach. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, bishleima, the two things we understand. By the first day of Sukkot, the dalad minah have to be shalachem, or lakachtam lachem is shalachem, that we understand. And then we know that Isa is not chayv and chala if it's hegdish. I risoy sechem prat l'shal hegdish. If you hold ma'aser sheni mamon gavoya, it's called hegdish. Ma'aser sheni mamon bailim is not called hegdish. Where do you come off to say that matzah needs shalachem? Where is the pasuk that matzah needs shalachem? What's so the Gemara kvetches zoy salimut lechem 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 exer shava It says by chiyav chala v'ahayav achocha milechem ha'oretz. Here it says lechem oni. So based on gzeru shova lechem lechem. So that's how you know that you need shovachem. You need matzaschem. So this is a big machlekes harishonim. So the Rambam writes that if I steal, I have a matzah gzula. Just like you're not yotzeh with the lulavah gozel, because mitzvah ba'baveira. So matzah gzula is a mitzvah ba'baveira. So the Rosh steps in and he says, he doesn't quote the Rambam, he just says matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. What did the Rambam have to come on to? He doesn't quote the Rambam, but it's like a hasog on the Rambam. What did the Rambam have to come on to a new reason in mitzvah ba'baveira? It's not so clear whether mitzvah ba'baveira is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbana. Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Tesef and Aleph has the two opinions. By korban agozel, it's a din d'oraisa. By korbanos, by all other mitzvahs, it's two opinions in Tosfos, Daf Tesef and Aleph and Sukkah. Menachas Chinuch always quotes it. Every 50 pages. There are 2 days in Tosfos and Sukkah, but the mitzvah about there is the din d'oraisa, din d'rabbana. So if you hold that it's only with the rabbanon, why didn't the Rambam quote the din d'oraisa that you need shalachem? So apparently the Rambam understood that the Gemara never meant to say that there is a din that you need shalachem. The Gemara just says lechem lechem from challah. Challah, if it's hegdish, you're not chayv in challah. Ari say sechem shalachem prat lehegdish. So if it's hegdish, if the matzah is hegdish, it's possible for the mitzvah matzah, but it's not that you really need shalachem. You don't need shalachem. So that's a shalach. Let's say I'm a guest in someone else's home, and they're giving out matzah. So do you really need shalachem? It's not gzula. He gives me permission to eat, and it's not hegdish. There's no problem of hegdish. But the question is, do you really need shalachem? So the Taz raises the issue. When you're a guest in someone else's home, where's the shalachem? So he says, no, it's self-understood. When the balabais gives out the food, he's makne to the guests. So the guests are kind of the food. So the later Achmanim point out, if you look in Eben Ezer, that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch with the Neis Kelim. Let's say people are sitting at my table, they're all eating, and the boy likes the girl sitting next to him. So he takes the chicken that I gave him with the kugel, and he gives it to the girl and says, Hare mukudeshesli. So did I give it to him that it's his? So he has a right to take it and say Hare mukudeshesli with the chicken and the kugel. She can say yes, and he has a bravery to say no. She has a bravery to say no. Cheap guy. He doesn't buy her a ring. He's giving her the cholent and the kugel that the balabas gave. So somehow that she's mukudesh. Others say no. Who said? When you give the food, you're giving him permission to eat. You're not giving him das makna. You didn't give him permission that he has a right to do whatever he wants. If he eats it, it won't be gezel. But it's not his. He's not a balabas to give it to anyone else. So the Taz is assuming like the one opinion. The Taz in Hilchos Pesach is assuming like the one opinion that when you put the matzah in front of the guests, it's self-understood that they're koin of the matzah. And in Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions about that. So that's why some are makbid. Some of the Swarm write, you should be makbid to be makna the matzah to all of the guests in your home because the Rosh holds kipshuto. According to the Rambam, Mechlal is no problem. Rambam holds that matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah babaver. It doesn't say because you need shalachem. According to the Rosh seems to hold that he took the Gemara literally, like the Taz, really need shalachem. So then it's a question, maybe you have to be makna the matzah. So these are the various halachas that are based on the din of lechem oni. Yeah. The Ramo and Shulchan Aruch writes that the minig is on Pesach night we don't put salt on the matzah because the whole reason why we put salt all year long is that the Gemara says in Brachas that out of kovod habracha it should be tasty food. So if the bread is a little bland, so you put a little salt on. If the bread is delicious, then the Gemara says, "Leidain tzarch boishesh." The bread is delicious. You don't need any salt. So Taisa has a minig. You leave salt on the table. You don't dip the challah in the salt. The challah tastes delicious without the salt. Or the challah was baked already with salt in it, so you don't have to add more salt. But you leave salt on the table because somehow this is going to remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam that you shouldn't punish us for bittul Torah. Everybody washes and they wait for the one person to say Amaitzi, so there's a lot of bittul Torah involved in the waiting. So as a kapara, the bris is a bris melach, somehow that's going to remind the Rabbanu Shel Olam you should forgive us for the bittul Torah. So you have salt on the table, but you don't have to dip the challah into the salt. So the Rambam writes that on Pesach, the matzahs are always so delicious, you don't have to dip it into any salt. That's the reason that the Rambam gives. The Aguda, who is in the days of the Rishonim, the Aguda has nothing to do with the political organization. The Aguda writes that the meaning is you don't put salt because of lechem oini. Yeah. So that's a chumrah because the salt is not attached. You didn't bake it with the salt. If you bake something with made peiros, then it's called violation of matzah shir. If you dip in a little salt, that doesn't make it into matzah shir. But that's the minhag, that you don't salt the matzah for whatever reason. One reason or another, you don't salt the matzah. Yeah. Same issue. If you all like the Rosh, like the Taz, you have to be koina. So the father should tell the child, he should have a mind to be koina, if he understands what it means, koina. Okay, we'll stop here. Linetta, tomorrow I'm supposed to give a shiur, of a luncheon shiur, at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, about the dinim halacha lemaisa, what you have to know, and things that we did not cover. We're not going to cover that. And we'll continue matzah tomorrow at our shiur, after 1 o'clock. It's going to be tomorrow at 12 o'clock in the lounge. Nagels, bagels.